Welcome to Stoner Babble Early Sunday Morning Edition. What's up?
Literally all I've done today is wake up, drink 3 cups of coffee, get high, and now I'm here.
You're doing good work, Mason. What do you think about
116?
Too much. You're blending too much.
I'm pretty good
together.
With brickwork.
You've built nothing.
You don't know that. How do you know that?
Because I guarantee you I'm not going to watch you become a Mason.
I'm already one. You just said I was 116.
I want you to prove it then.
I don't have to prove shit to
you. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I mean, go get me some brick. Some bricks, bitch.
What are you going to build for me, though?
What do you want me to build with bricks, bitch?
I feel like you need to build a monument or an obelisk.
What the fuck is that?
It would be those Egyptian obelisks.
This is real? Or are you just making this up?
You could definitely Google it if you wanted to. Hey, what's up? Hey, this guy. Hey, so young Jamie thinks it's Costco glizzies up in here. Uh-huh. So, yeah, dude. Hey, I got a story about glizzies.
I got a better story about glizzies.
Fucking tell your story then. What's up?
Let me tell you about the recipe I come up with, dude. You buy a pack of those Costco awesome hot dogs, right? They don't make a pack of buns big enough for the amount of hot dogs that's in there. So you're going to have some leftover glizzies. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to chop them bitches up, and I'm going to turn them into patties. So you're going to get glizzy burgers. And I'm going to make them a glizzy, dude. It's going to be 2 beef patties, 2 glizzies. You giving that a shot?
How much is a McGlizzy going to send me back, though?
For you, free.
You going to make me one?
I'll make you one.
On your Mason work? You going to Mason me up a grill and then make myself a McGlizzy on a Mason grill?
Yeah, dude.
I kind of like that idea.
And then listen, here's my second sandwich offering. A McGlizzy chili cheese. It's just a chili cheese dog, but in a burger form. So it's going to be like a sloppy Joe.
How many are you eating, though?
Man, I only need one because I'm going to like really savor it and enjoy it. I don't want to like, you know, I don't want to get sick off McGlizzy burgers. Kind of ruins the vibe, you know what I mean?
I want a McGlizzy competition, though.
All right, so here's the competition. I kind of just gave away what I'm doing, but the main ingredient is glizzies, but you can't serve it in its traditional glizzy form. We'll go 4 glizzy patties, 2 beef patties. What if we put Big Mac sauce on it?
It sounds terrible, but it makes sense.
Damn. We're going to sell them. We're going to have a McGlizzy cart, dude. And we're just going to take McDonald's in and flip it upside down.
Oh, boom.
So we're just going to use their logo, flip it upside down so it's like Wiener Meats, WM.
Yeah, Wiener Meats for life.
Yeah, bro. Dude.
Good for glizzies, man. Glizzies of the ocean.
Glizzies of the ocean?
Yeah, dude.
What's the glizzy of the ocean?
Scallops.
Oh, bro. No.
Yeah. So, no. Hey, did you know about the scallop discos?
Oh, I'm still offended that you call scallops the glizzies of the sea, because that's fucked up, bro. That's not true at all. The glizzy of the sea would be like a fucking clam or an oyster, dude.
Hey, fuck you. How about that?
No, fuck you, dude.
No, glizzies
of the
ocean.
Have you ever had scallops?
Yes.
Where? When?
Anywhere,
how long ago?
And everywhere? Quite a bit. There's nothing to them. Scallops are boring, bro.
That's just because you ain't had them right.
So yeah,
you do them in the garlic butter, no, or
bro,
I've even
still boring.
I've
it's
even
the most
seen the
boring seafood there is. I'm
where
sorry,
they do
you
the
can't
fucking,
change my mind. It's
they do the really, really spicy.
Scallops are the glizzies of the ocean, nah, and man. Fuck you. How about all of that?
Bro,
nah,
you're just an uncultured swine.
And I hope these discos that they go to now, humans just figured out, they were trying to catch crabs, but they put lights on their traps to try to attract crabs, and they attract scallops by the droves.
My uncle gave my grandpa crabs once. Bro, I swear to God, it's a true story. My uncle hooked up with this chick, and he borrowed a pair of jeans from my grandpa, and he came home, and he just threw them in the floor, and he didn't wash them, and my grandpa put them on, and he got crabs, bro. They both had crabs from the same lady. Yeah, like, my uncle's lucky to be alive. Old dudes, you know how they are. You're lucky he didn't fucking shoot you in the face.
What was the, was there confrontation?
Yeah, and he made my uncle go to the doctor to get the medicine, and then brought them so they could both use it. Oh my God, dude. How fucking mad would you be?
By the 8 out of 10.
Yeah, like yeah, that's yeah. Like, let's say you borrowed some pants from me and got crabs. You know how unbelievable of a story that is? They're going to think that we both just slept with some dirty lady.
This reminds me of a cops episode I've seen.
The what now? It was the cops episode. What about the cops episode?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, shit.
Broken. Who watches Cops?
What? What are you talking about?
Are you talking like from you watched Cops 10 years ago or like you watch Cops now? What channel is that even on?
I think it's the Cop Network. There's a network of Cops. Oh, YouTube. Cops is on YouTube. You can do it. It's a cop thing. You would know.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, you're living on the YouTube cop life.
Nah, fuck that cop show. Shit's fake, bro.
So, talking about believing in the fake life that you do lead, and we talk about this often enough about the moon landing.
And I love to talk about the moon landing.
And I came across a TikTok about Neil Armstrong.
Fucking hillbilly.
Talking about how it was fake. There's been documented occurrences of astronauts saying, yeah, it was made up. I also watched a movie called Moonfall, which was not a terribly great movie, but it did talk about the idea that did occur, which the moon made a ringing sound for hours after it was bonked by an asteroid, I believe. I was listening to our episode when I was talking about the moon rusting. If there was no astronauts up there, if they never went there, that means the demons are actually coming, bro, because the moon landing was never there. So I put parallels together. So your moon landing is fake. Demon aliens are coming and you fucked it all up, because now I don't believe in like the moon landing as much. I believe in maybe like 47% that it didn't happen. Now it's all fucked up in my head because you made me think a different way. But now it's like, oh, the other side of it, the opposite side of it, it's even more fucking scary, bro.
Uh-huh.
Because the moon is fake. Now the moon is fake, made of metal and fucking hollow, and there's shit in there that I talked about before was demon fucking mermaids. So I can't deal with this anymore. There's shit happening all about with the water levels. We're talking about the world getting hotter and colder everywhere. The water... It's going. The water's making life a fucking living hell everywhere. And now you get a moon that's fucking slowly drifting away, I just figured out. And we're gonna start losing all the tides. You know what happens when the moon fully disappears? Apocalypse.
I don't think it's gonna even get a chance. I think we're gonna destroy the moon before.
We're destroying the moon now.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna start mining it.
That's right. That leads us back to the other point. Yes. Tell me about that.
So China sent a probe to the moon in one day, drilled and brought it back. How's that even fucking possible? In the sample that they drilled, they found a crystal that they believe is linked to helium-3. I knew I'd heard helium-3 before, but I was like, where have I heard that? I figured it out, bro. The movie Moon. You remember that movie where they're mining on the moon and the guy's clone wakes up? Was it like every 3 years? They were mining helium-3. That movie came out in 2011. If you don't know what helium-3 would do, basically it would solve the world's energy problems. Limitless energy, which would be great for global warming. We wouldn't have to use so many fossil fuels. What happens when we go up there and start fucking drilling and mining and taking shit out of the moon? I think we're gonna fuck it up that way.
Oh yeah, and plus it's just gonna wake up everything that's down there in the moon already.
Did you see the video from that satellite hitting it, the moon? It happened just like a
bounced right off of
it. It looked like it hit water. Like the explosion looked like a splash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's weird, bro.
Mm-hmm. What's going on fucking in outer space?
Not Neil Armstrong. Fucking lying old man.
Sometimes you just gotta lie to tell the truth.
You know how like old dudes get to that age where they're just like, fuck it, I'm gonna say and do whatever I want, and you just think you got tired of living the lie? Because at that point, like as soon as Neil Armstrong dies, there's gonna be a conspiracy theory. So maybe he knows that and he's just like, listen, I never walked on that fucking moon. I was in California on a movie set.
Neil Armstrong died 2012.
Oh yeah, whatever.
I was telling you he was alive. Now,
there's videos of him like fucking saying it's fake. Come on, bro.
All coming to the truth. Just, the truth is coming out, but why now? Because
we now have the abilities to do more.
I think it's happening this year.
You think so? We're gonna get helium-3 off the moon this year?
I think everything's coming ahead this year.
I did see a fucking TikTok, bro, about the weather. And this happened to me the other day, bro. After I saw this, just you'll start seeing them more, bro. The guy was recording the sky, and then like four planes crossed paths, all going in different directions. 30 minutes later, the sky was so fucking gray and raining. I don't want to believe this, but I think it's true, dude. Because the other day, I'm sitting out back and just like out of nowhere, two planes went overhead. And then 20 minutes later, I had to go in because it was raining for no reason. Nothing on the fucking radar, just for no rhyme or reason. The beautiful day just went away. Just didn't make any sense.
So you believe in weather change now, huh?
I do. I think they're trying to figure out how to make it rain in a productive way. Look at all the shit in the West. If they just went and dumped 2 inches of rain in the West, it's going to be chaos. I think they're trying to figure out how to better control the amount they create so they can slowly restore water. First of all, we need to start making the list of all of my 1/16ths because I forgot some of them the other day.
Oh, that's too bad.
So I need to keep a list. I did. did have Discovery with my wife.
Ooh.
And I don't like it. Not happy about it. But I'm 1/16th NPC.
Everybody has negative traits. So tell me about this condition.
In the summertime when it's nice, me and my wife, when she's done working, if I'm not closing at work, we sit out on the deck, have a drink. We talk about some of the times I'll be high and it's crazy like what we talk about on the podcast. A lot of times we're trying to figure out like what the fuck we want to do with our lives, right? I don't want to be one of those people follows a routine that's just like the American dream. Buy this house, do these things. Like I don't want to live by those standards. And she was like, we already do the same routine every day. I'm an NPC. I think I live in an NPC neighborhood, which made me think that even more. And the reason I say that is like, I've been here a year. I don't know a single fucking neighbor. Not one of them has spoken to me. I get the wave, which just seems like an NPC thing to do. And when I drive through the neighborhood, it's like, you see adults out in their yards, but they're not interacting with other houses. Maybe I'm in the NPC neighborhood right now.
I mean, that could be defined in a lot of neighborhoods, mine included. I'm living that NPC life too, by that definition.
And that means a lot of people are.
Uh-huh. So who's the main character? What? What are you pointing at me for?
Talking to the microphone, you monster.
I can't hear you.
I thought you told me I didn't have a mic for 10 minutes.
Is it working?
Nah, I think his mic is dead now, too.
Like the TV show Weeds. The ticky-tacky neighborhoods.
What? Oh, yeah, the ticky-tacky neighborhoods. The tackiness.
Well, yeah. All right, Bacon, you're done for this episode. You don't have a mic and you're ticky-tacky. Young Jamie, get him some more weed, would you? Hey, let me ask you another question, JJ. I was posed with a question that I'm still struggling with. What's a non-sexual thing that turns you on? And then I heard someone's answer. When they said it, I'm like, that would be mine too. But I was just like, that's kind of weird to share that. The answer that someone said was the money counter. When you know you put a stack of hundreds in that, and it's like... God damn, that's like...
That is kind of...
I'm like, I like that, bro.
That gets you rocks hard, huh?
Someone was like, anime girls, and I'm like, whoa, what? You get horny when you watch cartoons? Like, that was a little out there for me. We're 1/16th NPC, huh? We gotta change that.
Hey, how do we become the main character?
Well, now that we know that we're non-playable characters, we should be able to find a way out of the...
It's time to MC it up.
What does that mean?
Main character it up.
You know who tried to main character up, and they took him back to NPC land? That MyPillow guy?
My pillow guy.
Yeah, Mike Lindell, that crazy fucking guy that loves Donald Trump that makes the pillows. So the FBI chased him down to seize his phone, and he was at Hardee's. That guy has a net worth of like $120 million. And he's just at fucking Hardee's in a dirty t-shirt and flip-flops. Could you imagine losing your phone to the FBI at Hardee's? What a piece of shit. I have a feeling like they're going to find shit on his phone that's probably worse than Alex Jones's phone. I want to see the chaotic messages that man was sending. Because I bet they're just fucking comedy gold. To be honest with you, I think deep down, I think he wanted to be Q. He wanted to be QAnon guy. I think we're going to get some good QAnon content from Mike Lindell's phone.
But are we, though?
You're right.
Yeah, it'll get locked away. Yeah, we won't see it ever.
Just like we'll never see the real pictures of the James Webb telescope. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that what Not we're one seeing. Bit. We're never. Seeing just showing the beautiful one.
Or we're seeing real pictures. It's just what we're not seeing. You know what we're not seeing?
What?
I wish I want to see is the bony ass...
The what? The bony ass what?
Have you ever seen the bony eyed
Jesus Christ, dude. If I'm 1/16th NPC, you're 1/2 right now. What is it? What are you trying to say? I don't even know. Bony ass what?
I don't. No, I'm not doing it right now. We're going to do something else right now.
Hey, let me tell you about another great idea I had. If you're listening to this show and you don't understand that sometimes I just say and do shit that just is crazy and don't make sense, then you're going to love this one. So me and my wife are NPCs, so we have the same routine every night. She's in bed by 9:15. I tuck her in. We talk for a few minutes, yada, yada, yada. And I think this was the night. Yeah, this was the night that we had the NPC conversation. So I was just like, I'm going to switch it up. So I go to tuck her in. I'm just going to give her a boob massage, which turned in. She was like, what are you doing? Giving you a boob massage. And then I'm also feeling for lumps. So it's like a free breast exam. And then that led me to the idea of, hey, you're in charge of the HOA. Why don't you at the next HOA meeting let everyone know that your husband will do free neighborhood watch breast exams, dude? Wow, Burke. How much more could you be giving to the community than to provide a service of ridding your neighborhood of possible breast cancer, dude? I couldn't think of a better way to give back to this neighborhood. I'm not telling you to go out there and do it for your whole neighborhood, but, you know, do it for your significant other, you know? Just a nice boob massage. If you feel something weird, you'd be like, yo, better go to the doctor. It's a win-win for everyone, really.
I mean,
what? And I don't know anyone in my neighborhood, so what a way to get to know the neighborhood, right? We didn't even know him before until we saw his ad in the HOA group chat.
And now friends for life.
Yeah, unbelievable. What a way to give back. If maybe a lady in the neighborhood will be like, you know what? I like what he's doing to give back to the ladies. I'm going to give back to the men and give free testicle exams. What a way, you know what? And then we're helping each other in our own community.
You're creating a new nirvana in your community. And that is only all that we can strive for in this life.
You know my rule, you got to watch at least 100 hours of YouTube videos to be an expert. But I'm on like hour 81 of how to give prostate exams and colonoscopies, dude. So once I figure that out, bro, you just come by, I fucking stick the hose and the air hose up your ass right here in the garage. We'll just blow you out, baby. It might end up on TikTok, but I'll blow your face out. Rockford man arrested after giving garage colonoscopies. What a fucked up thing to get arrested for.
Imagine telling the boys in jail what you're in there for.
Yeah, I shoved an air hose and a water hose up some dude's ass and turned them both on at the same time. I feel like if you say that in the right tone, you would terrify people in jail with that. Don't be getting them ashes on my carpet, motherfucker. God damn it. Your first time over here, you burn a hole in my carpet, I'll fuck you up. I still want to know what the fuck you were trying to talk about earlier. The bony asses.
Oh, you're a bony-eyed ass fish.
A bony-eyed ass fish?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It's real. You know that?
I don't.
I was looking up brain stuff. I was looking up...
You were looking up brain stuff, and it led you to bony-ass-eyed fish.
Yeah, it was an intriguing hole I went down really
okay.
Quick. The fact of the matter was the facts about the brain. The bony-eyed ass fish has the smallest brain by capacity to its body, whereas humans have 1/50th the scale of brain to body. This one has 1/1,000. But this bony-eyed ass fish is a real creature that lives about 1,000 meters to about 4,000 meters underwater. It's got a small brain, but bony-eyed.
I mean, if you discover something, you get to name it, right?
And that's the reason why. So the person that named it, it's stupid people are just so stupid. And they mix that last word that could be possibly donkey, and they turn it into ass, and then therefore they turned it into ass fish. And there's like 4 different ass fish that exist. You go swimming with ass fish because you're a bony-eyed ass fuck.
I ain't swimming with no fish, bitch.
Yeah, you are. You're a fish bitch. Ass fish, man.
No.
Yeah. I think so.
Let me ask you this.
Ash wish. Bish with the bony eyed fish.
What do you know about them cutting off the highways in Death Valley?
What do you mean cutting them off?
They had some rain, which caused flash floods. It washed a bunch of like rock and mud over highways through Death Valley. And no one's even attempting to clean it up. It basically is cutting off one of the major routes in the West. The major highway systems collapsed and failed. This would be like the next big thing. This guy like did these videos where he's driving it, and he's got like I think he was driving a Land Cruiser. So he was able to navigate over the rocks. He gets out there. He's in the middle of this highway in Death Valley. There's just people stuck that tried to drive through like the mud. They just got stuck. No one's phones work out there. This is odd. Even led me back to my weather thing. It's like, maybe they're not bothering to clean it up because they know it's just going to get worse.
That's what they want to do. They want to cut everything off, because also the other thing that's going on is the train system is getting shut down in places like by 40%, which I don't know if you guys know this, 40% of grocery deliveries are by train. Combine that with your weather pattern shutting down everything too. Logistically, everything is going to come to a halt. Hey, what's up? You got your emergency supplies packed up? Stoner Babble does? Get your supplies down there at StonerBabble.com, baby. Find your StonerBabble emergency supplies. Get them before you need it, because you know what? If you don't have them, you're going to need them. Mm-hmm. Get your crate full. Crate full of stuff.
What are we going to put in it?
I already told you what you're going to have in it. And if you don't know what's in there, it's already too late. So fucking get your ass ready. Get yourself set because the apocalypse is upon us. And I'm tired of fucking telling you what you need to do.
It's upon us?
It is coming up. I told you about the red moon approaches. We talked about the hollow moon, about the demons coming through. And now we're talking about the water and the levels coming. Why you got to be blind to it?
Can I ask a question? Because I don't really believe in like angels and demons. Would the demons just be like aliens? Are they like mean aliens?
Isn't that the thing, is that all stories are kind of connected in a way? Aliens are demons, are angels. They're all just different things for the same item.
Yo, all right. I mean, I'm ready, dude.
Everybody says they're ready. No one's truly ready. I don't want to do it. I just know it's coming. You really think you want to live through an apocalypse? No, people fucking eating each other. No one wants to do that.
Ain't nobody eating me. I'm letting you know that they're, much right, dude, now. Dude,
you got groups of people running after you. Just get a little bit of that flesh. A little bit of that taste, you know?
Nah, bro. Shut up, dude.
Figure it out.
You don't even
figure
know.
Figure it out, because that moon is about to change.
Is it?
Yes. That reminds me how haunting of the trials there is yet to come. You ever think about how easy your life is at times and you go, I know my life will get harder, and I just wonder how much harder it will get, because it can't always be like this, because something inevitably comes up. And I always wondered, how bad will it ever truly get? Have you ever gone through the hardest part yet, or is that still yet to come? And then are you prepared for that?
I think it's all in your mindset. I think I have a pretty good handle on my own mentals now. I've already gone through my worst. I like the place that I'm in and I want to stay there.
Yeah. And then boom, everything's gone. That's all I'm saying, is apocalypse coming on to you now. Yeah, I don't think your mentality is really going to be able to carry you through an end of the world scenario as it is. I wonder how you're going to actually react when everyone around you is dying. I always wonder to myself, because I have those dreams where I'm just by myself at the end of the world, to a terrifying fact that may come true.
I thought about that too, because there was a Stephen King movie, right? The guy woke up and everyone on Earth was gone.
The Stand, which we talked about before.
Yeah, like, that would suck, at least from a mental standpoint. You would get to experience true peace for the first time. You would have no one to like distract you. You would truly be,
damn,
as peaceful as you're ever going to get at, damn, that moment.
Till you're eaten by meat and zombies, baby.
Now there's zombies.
Fuck it. You gotta get from back being to no the one action to zombies because all yours of a is too boring. Time to, Jesus, shoot those guns and nuke them bitches. All right, let's go, baby.
We're shooting guns and, yeah, nuking bitches.
Yeah, so let's say that's
a t-shirt, dude. I'm making that a fucking t-shirt, dude. That's, if that's, there's no more American statement than that you just put right. You should get that tattooed, dude. Shooting guns and nuking bitches. I bet we can get that t-shirt sold at Dunham's. They have a Patriot section now.
I saw.
Dunham's got real decided political. Yeah,
they,
dude,
picked, like, a side and they went with
guns,
it.
Guns, ammo, and Patriot gear.
You need to get jacked up and ramped up for this coming apocalypse. You go over to Dunham's, get yourself the gear that you need to survive.
Not only is every branch of the U.S. military represented at Dunham's, but also every militia group.
When you're living in the woods, you need survival gear. Get your axes, get your bows, get your fucking fire starting gear, because you know those aliens, those demon angels, those mermaids living up in there, the moon, that red moon, who knows?
Yeah, yeah, go on over to Dunham's. Dunham's, holler at us. We've got a promo for you. Yeah. Maybe we can get our Stoner Babble survivor kit sold at Dunham's, dude.
Ooh, boom, boom, boom. The official sponsor of Stoner Babble, post-apocalyptic gear to suit your needs.
We'll get all that hillbillies money, dude. Get on down and get your fucking Patriot gear and your survival gear, because JJ said the apocalypse is coming. He knows, man.
I know.
He knows, man.
I've seen it.
Dude.
I've seen it.
We both agree that Alex Jones is an asshole, but yeah, he has said a couple things that turned out to be true, and he had some cool videos, but way back in the day. Yeah, what if because now he got sued and he's about to just go off, they're going to take everything from him, as they should, because he's a piece of shit. What if you're the new Alex Jones, dude, the new and improved one? You're not like misleading people, like, truly trying to get the people prepared, dude. And you got good conspiracy theories, not about making frogs gay and stuff like that. You're talking about aliens in the moon, demons in the moon.
There's parallels that need to be known, and we know that certain events are hidden from us,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm,
they're hidden from us, and I get why they're hidden. The general public could go insane with that information. But if it's getting delivered from a person like us, like you and me, you decide. This isn't the government telling you what's up because you can't trust them. It may be a lie, but from us, but from me and from you, we're telling you the truths that we believe in. Mm-hmm. And we're just finding the cracks in the stone that you can just squeeze on through and find the core, that little nugget of truth, and bring it on home. Tell your friends and tell your family. Keep it alive and keep it going because you know they'll chase you down. They'll chase you down, those government dogs.
Or if you don't want to tell your family all that, you could just send them on over to our podcast and just tell them, I like what these guys are talking about. Let us tell them. Because, you know, sometimes the message doesn't come out the same after you hear it when you're high. You know what I mean? Like, your family's going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Let me ask you, because we're getting older now. I saw one of my childhood heroes, and I haven't seen him in a long time, and he just wasn't in good shape. He was in a wheelchair. Lex Luger, the wrestler.
Oh, Mr. Rack himself.
When I was a kid, man, like, I loved him, man. Big, huge dude. You remember what he looked like? He's smaller than me. He just looks so frail, dude. I'm like,
makes me remember that life gives you lemons, and then if you either squeeze them so hard, I mean, what's left over? It just keeps changing, and then you die.
Damn, bro.
I mean, everybody dies, so it's no big deal. But hey, so what's up? What, you think you got some death thoughts? You got some final thoughts for your death thoughts?
I'm getting the brain chip, dude. I'm going to live forever.
So now you decided. Brain chip it up.
Yeah.
AI style. So you're going to be part, you're gonna be part of it.
I'm 100% in, dude.
You're going to network in. What if they turn to the AI drop? What if they turned it off and you just died?
I mean, I would have been dead anyways, right?
No. You could have been fighting them, fighting the wars. So you're not going to be part of that.
I don't think they're turning it off.
Well, Tesla doesn't pay for his pumps, for his cars, so why would they leave the chips on?
Because he's going to be the leader. He doesn't have to pay for shit.
He's going to be the leader, so he keeps his chip on and he turns yours off when they don't have enough electricity. I think that's how it's going to work. Do you think he's going to play his big old part in the future, but it's going to be at the expense of
the fine prints, dude.
Read your fine print. Doesn't change what's going to happen.
Oh, it's...
You think evil people are just going to follow the fine print? What are you, fucking dumb?
Evil doers? My boy George Bush, evil doers. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me again, just fooled again.
I think you're getting fooled.
Right.
So what are you? So what are you going to
do? So you're not going to get it?
I'm getting it.
Then why are you arguing with me?
Because I'm going to get it for the AI wars and then remove it.
All right. So tomorrow, you wake up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Yo, my mans, we can get you this brain chip, and you'll keep the body form that you have now forever."
Yes.
You never die.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it.
I'm doing it for 6 months.
There's no trial.
Yes, there is.
No, like...
You don't get it. This is life. I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
Removing the chip would kill you.
They say that in their fine print. I'm not listening to the fine print.
This is just a hypothetical.
Yeah, like, this hypothetically is going my way.
I know.
This way.
Either just don't get the chip, you live out your life, or you get it and live forever.
I don't think you understand. I'm going to war with the AI first, and then I'm getting rid of the chip, and I'm living peacefully in the forest.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, that's how it's going to work.
Well, I'm sorry. Then
so what are you doing, man?
I'm taking the chip, so we're going to be against each other.
That's fine. That's how it's always been. This is our story, because we ultimately become enemies. It's already been written. Told in stone, blasted into the airwaves.
There's going to be two people left on Earth, me and you, and I'm going to rip out your still beating heart and lay you down peacefully and tell you, all you had to do was get the chip, bro. And then I got to walk around this planet by myself.
Which one is the worst destiny? Which I said in my world
would be very peaceful. So. Damn, bro.
Damn, I think that's the way it's going to happen.
Remember the other day when you said, let's write a book? We just wrote that book and there's our ending.
That would be a great story.
Dude, look at Bacon's face right now, dude.
Good for you, dude.
He looks like fucking mashed potatoes. Just
going straight out with that gravy coming out the eyes.
He's fucking got gravy eyes, dude.
So for my final thought, I think it's important to tell you that it's okay to flinch. If someone going to try to hit you or attempt to hit you and you're not flinching, you're getting hit in the fucking face. That means you're not moving fast enough. And I'm sorry, it's a good idea to move when someone's coming at you with a fist. And I'm going to kick you in the face. I'll see how much you don't flinch at that point.
That's why I don't go to haunted houses, especially if it's like I feel like I'm in danger or you're like scaring me. My first reaction is I'm just going to fucking hit you. I'm not asking any questions.
Right.
So that's why I don't go to haunted houses. It's not because I'm afraid of what's in there. It's just my first reaction is to fucking hit someone. I don't want to hit some fucking guy that's dressed up like Leatherface because he jumped out with a chainsaw and scared me.
My thing is, I don't flinch at that, but I feel the pressure to do it. And it's not cool to not flinch
right. When
you are wanting to. Because then you're battling your emotions, which you always have to do anyway. And then you got to do it. And then you're doing it to yourself. And you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. No, I'm angry. So then you got all this shit going on, and you said, fucking flinching's fine, Bert. Get your flinch on and just get to it.
At that, you guys can go over to stoner-babble.com or Twitter at babblestoner, you fucking animals.
Or don't forget, we got a meet and greet coming up at Dunham's where you can purchase our survival kits.